The Boy and the Firefly. Once, a boy was playing right in front of his house with his trucks, his airplanes, when all of a sudden, he saw a large shadow moving around him. And when he looked up, he realized that the shadow belonged to a beautiful bird. This bird was magnificent. It had all the colors of the rainbow. Can you imagine such a bird? The boy dropped all his toys, and he started to follow this bird everywhere the bird flew. And he followed and followed and followed, and he kept looking at the bird the whole time. But all of a sudden, the bird was nowhere to be seen. And the boy realized that he was surrounded by great giant trees. These trees were huge. And he also discovered that he was in the jungle and had no idea which way he had come into this place. You see, he kept looking at the bird the entire time. And now he was way far away from his house, from his neighborhood, and in the jungle. He was lost. And worst of all, he hadn't told his parents he was going to follow the bird. Oh my goodness, thought the boy. And the sun began to set. And in the tropics, when the sun sets, it becomes dark really, really fast. And those tall, beautiful trees turned into ugly shadows. Hey, boy. Who's that? Who is there? Hey, boy. Who is that? And then he felt as if the tree trunks were closing in on him. Everywhere the boy turned, there's a tree trunk right there, and the branches were grabbing his shirt. Oh, and when he looked up, there were a pair of red eyes staring at him, and then another pair, and another, and another, and another, and before the boy was surrounded by these eyes, he started running, and he ran across the jungle with the branches of the trees hitting him on the head, and he was tripping on the roots of the same ones, but he didn't care. All he wanted to do was get away! And he ran and ran until he finally tripped and fell. And the beautiful full moon was then rising above the horizon. And it wasn't so dark anymore. The boy could see much better now. Oh, Macaw! Macaw, I'm so glad to see you. You see, I was playing in my house and then this beautiful bird came by. And I started to follow it. It was so pretty. But I didn't tell my parents about it. And I got lost in the woods. And the sun set and got so dark, so scary. And these eyes started looking at me. And I just couldn't take it. And I started running and running. And I was wondering, Macaw, you think you could show me the way home?
Show you the way home? When you steal my little children and sell them to your zoos and pet stores. No, boy, I'm not going to show you the way home.
And the macaw flew away. Hello? Who is it?
Jaguar, you're a great hunter and tracker. I've read a lot about you in school. And
I was talking to the macaw about the fact that I got lost in the woods, and I was wondering if you could be so kind to show me the way home, Jaguar.
Show you the way home when you kill my brothers and sisters for fur coats? Luggage, throw rugs. I'm not going to show you the way home, young one. and you should feel pretty lucky that I'm not hungry now.
All of a sudden, there was a very sinister whisper. Down here, boy. I know the way home. Come a little bit closer so I can whisper in your ears, boy. Just a little bit closer. Yeah. And the boy escaped the snake just like that. And then there was a light, only one light in the woods. And it was teasing the boy, who'd come really close and go really far out. The boy was so terrified that he forgot to realize for a second or two that that was a firefly. And he knew fireflies really well. And this one was really teasing him. He wanted to say something to him. And so the boy started trying to catch it. He knew how to catch fireflies really well, and this one was really trying to be with him, and then he caught it. You know, there were many fireflies around his neighborhood, but this one was sure different. What? The boy said. You want to say something to me? Oh, you can show me the way home? And so the boy opened his tiny hands. And the firefly lit a beautiful trail of light through the moonlit forest, and it took the boy home, safe and sound.